It's clear to me that personalized medicine is going to be a huge factor moving forward in the industry. And that kind of brings me to the next point of drug and device combination products for home and office use.
Well, I think you're seeing with the devices, huge breakthroughs in some of products being offered for home. So for instance, I saw on television advertised this Cardia Mobile device, which is an EKG, can do at your desktop, and you just put your fingers on these pads and it sends the information directly to your doctor. Now that's just a device, but I think you'll see more and more combination products coming out, osteoporosis medicines, where you need to go into the clinic to get your shot once every month, or your diabetes meds, where people are going to want to do that at home. I'm sure that dialysis machines are, you know, being slimmed down and trimmed down, and for home dialysis, where you're not going to have that big machine come carting into your house, you're going to have a smaller version of it. And I think these things are just going to continue to grow and evolve. Steve?
No, I completely agree. I think it's an extremely exciting time being able to start doing this, because, you know, from the aspect of if you have to go into the clinic to get the drug, or to, you know, go to the hospital or whatever, the thing has always been patient adherence to their treatment. I mean, for instance, if you have to go to a doctor's office every week, you're more often than not, depending on things, there's going to be times where it might be hard to get to that office. So this actually gets the product to the patient in a lot easier setting in their home. So, but it also leads to more risk. So, you know, around the device side, you know, it's the human factors. How do you make sure that they're doing that?
Well, I think you touched on a really key issue, Steve, and that is patient compliance. So if the patient's going into the doctor's office, there is that level of compliance that's verifiable. What these home health products and even these EKG machines, it's measuring your compliance through the internet and the ability of that piece of equipment or that device or combination product to talk to the doctor to make sure that you're compliant with it. I think that's where this whole cybersecurity comes in. And we have to, you know, companies have to be very careful that they're producing, you know, hack-proof products that are talking directly with the doctor. We know of instances in the past that where hospitals have been held, where their computer systems have been held in ransom by hackers, right? Pay me so much and I'll give you access back. So I think it becomes very important, this emphasis on cybersecurity and protecting the patient. I think that's a huge challenge for any of the device manufacturers and any of the combination product manufacturers.